Carmel Cipollone is the deputy leader of the Labour Party. She's kindly with us today, and it's neat to catch up with you again, Carmel. I talk with Chris fairly regularly. I hear he's across the other side of the world. Tēnā koe tō ine. Ngamaki.
Morena. I haven't talked to you for a long time. Good to talk to you as well.
Yeah, thanks very much. Well, you know, I mean, you're a celebrity and that. I know it's a bit tough. It's a bit tough to sort of... No. I get a bit shy talking to celebrities, Carmel.
Not even.
Yeah. Yeah. But if it's okay for you to mingle with us common folk,
you are not that.
It's good to talk with you, Carmel. Thanks. You're the deputy leader of Labour, and it's an important gig. I'll skirt the celebrity Treasure Island stuff, if that's okay, because I don't want to be the that guy who finds out who wins when I'm not supposed to.
I wouldn't be sharing that, Dale.
Oh, you wouldn't share that, not even if I asked politely. Carmel, the Costa thing, obviously it feels as though he's been pushed by the minister. I spoke with Wally Homaha briefly about it yesterday. What can you share about what you think has occurred here? And there are some hopes that there'd be some Māori involvement in helping to choose who might replace him, but what do you know of the situation?
A lot of people move on from their roles in the public service, and I think that he did an incredible job during what were extraordinary times, really, with everything that came his way in that role. I actually think he'll be really good in the new role that he's going into as the head of the Social Investment Agency, and we wish him well with that role. It's really important.
And do you think that he was accommodating more cultural values into the way that he saw the future of New Zealand police? I'm just, Māori will be worried that we might return to the old ways here. The gang patch legislation, for instance, is an example. It looks as though it's getting tough on crime, but really it's in many ways getting tough on Māori. What are some of your thoughts about what we might expect going forward?
Yeah, well, I mean, all of that I would put back on the government with regards to their policies, doing things like the gang patch legislation, trying to come off as being tough on crime, and with no real evidence base to support that they will in fact reduce the number of victims of crime in this country. Andy did a fantastic job, and we have to have faith in the police that that will continue. He certainly had a way about him where there was a genuine duty of care to all New Zealanders. The way in which he engaged with Māori and the way in which he took seriously Te Tiriti, I think, is admirable, and we want that to continue with whoever takes up the role.
Tēnā koe, you're the party spokesperson for social development and also for child poverty reduction. Let's start there. I mean, the desperation many whānau feel, you know, you see it at Kelston, you see it when you go to the supermarket. People are just absolutely doing it, many whānau, doing it super tough. And sadly, we're losing a lot of human capital and a lot of potential or choosing to live their lives in Australia. I mean, the numbers moving across make for pretty disturbing reading. What are you seeing on the ground in your hood out in West Auckland, Carmel?
Yeah, well, it's record numbers of people moving overseas, and they're choosing to do so because they're not seeing the opportunities that they need for them and their whānau here, and so that is really worrying. You know, I think national campaigns to make life better for New Zealanders, and they're not feeling that. They're struggling. And morale is low. I feel like that is what I'm seeing across my own community in Kelston. But across the country, morale is low. And when we go to the supermarket, I see people really weighing up what they can afford to buy and what they can't, you know, taking their time walking through those aisles with real concern written all over their faces. And so, you know, I'm really worried about our communities, you know, the fact that they are still struggling financially, but also the mood of the nation is not good. And I put that down to the government's policy agenda and the way in which they have behaved and what they're doing.
There's some talk that $3 billion could help alleviate the desperate circumstances many Tamariki find themselves in when we look at the child poverty register and numbers, Carmel. it's precisely the same amount of money that was earmarked for tax breaks for landlords and middle New Zealand. What would you say of the misdirection of Pūtea?
Well, that just speaks to the priorities of this government and the choices that they are making. You know, who needed that $3 billion, or for the tax breaks it was 2.9, but who needed that $3 billion more? Was it landlords, or was it children that were living in, that are living in poverty? It is children that are living in poverty, but the government chose to invest in landlords instead. Again, political choices that reflect the ideology and beliefs of this government. And I think New Zealanders are seeing it for what it is and feeling quite cynical about what the government's doing.
Kamel Tamapōtaka claims the number of whānau in emergency housing has halved since December last year. You're the social development spokesperson for Te Pāti Reipa. Do you trust the figures that he's providing? And if you don't, why not?
No, I don't. They made it really clear that they were going to make it more difficult for Kiwis to be able to access emergency accommodation. That's the only way they got the numbers down, where they changed the criteria. So where did these people go? Well, Tama can't necessarily tell us where these people have gone. We don't have any evidence or information to show what became of them when they got denied emergency accommodation. So as they're celebrating having fewer people in emergency housing, the rest of us are highly concerned about the fact that there were there are Kiwis out there that could be sleeping in their cars, couch surfing, potentially in unsafe situations. And that is what the government should be focused on, not celebrating the fact that they've made the books look better.
I want to pose this internationally focused, but it does have some reference back home here, because I would certainly have asked it of Chris Hipkins. I hope you're comfortable to talk of it. And I think people have been aghast at what we're witnessing in Gaza. And now we're seeing many deaths in Lebanon as well. But I do note that the ACT Party leader, Seymour, wants to be consulted on the question of Israel. What are your thoughts here, and how do you gauge how our country has responded to the humanitarian crises that we're witnessing on a day-to-day basis, and the fact that the Fafai seems to have escalated to include countries around Gaza? Some thoughts there, Carmel?
Well, you know, we support the government's recent move to get behind the UN and to vote in favour of a ceasefire and coming out against the disproportionate action that Israel is taking. That was the right move, but they haven't gone far enough. You know, there are things that they could be doing that they haven't done. One of them, which is incredibly frustrating, is the humanitarian visa for those trying to escape. For people that are members of families of New Zealanders that live here, we've done that before. We did that for Ukraine. We did it for Afghanistan. And I cannot understand why they can't do it now. All we can put it down to is the fact that you've got three political parties that have quite differing views at times and cannot make decisions between the three of them. And also the leadership of Luxon not being able to wrangle in both of his partners, the leaders of the ACT Party and New Zealand First, just shows a real lack of leadership.
Thank you. And I note that the head of ANZ, the boss there, in an interview with Guyon, I think it was, says that time's arrived for a capital gains tax, that it would be politically extremely courageous but fair. Have the Labour Party considered something akin to a capital gains tax here, or at least a manipulation of the tax regime? Because obviously for many, what we've got in place isn't working.
Oh, look, certainly it's a big topic of conversation for our party, the Labour Party, and we know that we are going to need progressive tax policy moving forward. We haven't landed on what that is. But, you know, New Zealanders are starting to see as well that if we're going to be able to afford All of the things that New Zealand is going to need moving forward, whether it be infrastructure, whether it be resolving some of the social issues that we're confronted with, like child poverty, whether it be having the hospitals that we need, the houses in place, then we do need to look at our revenue and we do need to look at our tax system. We're not scared to do that. We are doing that at the moment. We certainly don't have a policy yet to announce, but I think you can expect progressive tax policy from the Labor Party going into the next election.
Thanks very much. Now, I hear that Swiss is your cousin, so we've got a Swiss song to play for you. Tell us about your fundraiser out at Kelston and how are you related to this singer? I'm assuming that you're a great singer too then.
I'm pretty average. I can keep a note, Dale, but that's about it. We've got a fundraise for the next election campaign, and unlike some politicians, I don't have a lot of friends that have a lot of money, and so how do we do it? We pull together people, and we do things like I did the other night, which was a fundraiser at First Thing. Swiss is my cousin on my Tongan side, so our probably a little bit far off, like great-great-grandparents were siblings, but hey, we're still related, and he still comes to the party when I need someone to perform at my events, and he's just so amazing.
He's fantastic. Your Māori side comes from Wairoa, though, doesn't it, Carmel?
From Waitara.
Waitara.
I can't claim whakapapa, Dale, and I certainly wouldn't do that.
Well, Waitara. Waitara's very Māori. You can't help but get a bit of a Māori swing when you grow up in Waitara. Hey, really good catching up with you again, Carmel. We won't leave it as long next time.
Good to talk to you too.
Thank you for joining us on the show. Ngā mihi.
Yep.
Carmel Sepulone, Deputy Leader.